Hey, Rich, your impression of being drafted by the Patriots, first and foremost?
Oh, I mean, right off the bat, I mean, this is one of the most important days of my life, and I couldn't be happier with the team or the city or, you know, the round selection. Everything about it's perfect to me.
What kind of contact did you have with the Patriots, and did you work out for Coach Scarnecchia at all in the process?
I had good, you know, solid connection with the Patriots throughout the, you know, the getting to know you type process that goes on following, like the pro day that I participated in at Penn State. And, you know, I had visited Boston and, you know, was at Gillette Stadium and met with, you know, Coach Scarnecchia and Coach Belichick and, you know, a few of the other people there. And, you know, it was great getting to know those people and, you know, the coaches. I enjoyed, you know, sitting down and talking. I never got a chance to work out with Coach Scarnecchia, but we did get a chance to do some work on a board and just go over some of their offense stuff.
Rich, it says here in your bio that you're kind of a lighthearted guy, and your natural gift of humor is something that I guess is appreciable in the huddle. Can you just kind of give us an example of how you brought that to bear maybe in your college career?
I mean, I couldn't remember or cite specific examples, but I always like to keep things, you know, a little lighter than, you know, than maybe the situation permitted at the time, you know, because I feel like my teammates and I, we all played a little bit better when there was a higher level of relaxation as opposed to, you know, getting tense and worked up. And, you know, it was just something that I did to break the tension. It worked, and it worked for us. You know, we had a lot of good years together, my offense and I. So, you know, it was a lot of fun, and just, you know, other guys chipped in too. It wasn't just me, but I seem to get tagged as the comedian.
Yeah, did you, engage opponents in any chirping at all, or is that something that you did, or?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
Did you engage any opponents in chirping at all?
Oh, I mean, you know, you talk sometimes. I mean, I think that's a part of the game too, but, I mean, level of concentration on the offensive line, you know, you have to communicate well with, you know, your other teammates along the offensive line and, you know, just get down exactly what's going to happen all pre-snap. So there wasn't too much back and forth at that point. But, you know, occasionally there was a little talking.
So how did you handle the tension level today as it kind of mounted, I mean, before you heard your name called?
Well, to be honest, you know, I got up just about, you know, 15 minutes before the draft started this morning, and, you know, I spent the day with my family and my my girlfriend and some of my close friends at the house, and you know, it obviously was a tense day for me, but just like, you know, any other time, I mean, I just tried to keep things light and, you know, not worry too much. And to be honest, you know, I never expected to get drafted in the, you know, as high as the fourth round, so it came as a very nice surprise when I got the call from Coach Belichick.
There's some talk that you could play some center. Have you worked out there? Have you ever played center at all?
During workouts, I did snap the ball, and I was the backup center at my school. You know, we had some depth issues at center this year after an injury. So we had I took plenty of snaps, and you know, I practiced it, you know, before practice and at practice. I took snaps at center, so I'm proficient enough to do to play the position. But honestly, when I get to New England, I'll do whatever they tell me.
What's it been like playing for Coach Paterno, and in turn, how do you feel about the prospects of playing for Coach Belichick?
It was a terrific honor to play for Coach Paterno. He's obviously a very successful coach, you know, and I learned a lot of great lessons from him. And, you know, this transition now going to Coach Belichick, I mean, I've only gotten to speak to him twice now. From what I, you know, read about him, what I hear about him, anyone I speak to who knows him better than I do, and, you know, on those two occasions speaking to him, he seems like just an incredibly intelligent man, and I'm excited to learn a lot from him.
What you mentioned some lessons from Coach Paterno. Could you expand a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. As a player at Penn State, you know, he emphasizes character in his players, and he wants not only to, you know, make great football players, he wants to, you know, build fine young men, and he, being a part of that program and being a student under him as a player, I feel like I became a better man as a result.
Rich, how familiar were you with this organization before, you know, you became in contact with them this year, and seeing that you're a New York guy, were you a Jets, Giants fans growing up? What was that like? And now that you're coming to the Patriots, you know?
Right. My knowledge of the organization is limited, but only in the fact that, I mean, I only understand as much as, as much as a casual fan of the team. Notice, I don't have a favorite. I have never had a favorite team in the NFL growing up. You know, Jets and Giants. I know I'm a New York, Long Island guy, but I never. I played lacrosse for much of my young life, and you know, I spent a lot of time with that. It's not as big of an impact as far as, you know, having been a New York fan my whole life and now going to New England. But it's terrific going to a historic team like the New England Patriots and playing for a team that has had so much success in recent years. The prospect of being a part of this now is just, I mean, I'm speechless.
You mentioned lacrosse. When did you stop playing, and how big a part of your life is that? Because that's something that Coach Belichick actually has a love for, that sport.
Yeah, actually, we spoke about that briefly when we had met the first time. I had stopped playing lacrosse in my sophomore year of high school because I needed to, you know, start putting on some size to take a, you know, to make a real run at a career in football. But I had played lacrosse all the way from third grade through my sophomore year of high school, and it was the first sport I, you know, ever really took seriously. And I thought honestly that I was going to play college lacrosse for a long time, and then I fell in love with football, and everything changed.
Did you have a favorite team in lacrosse that you had hoped to play for in college?
None in particular, but it would have definitely have been nice to, Hofstra. I had watched a lot of Hofstra lacrosse teams because I live in East Meadow, and Hofstra is literally, I mean, I could walk to the stadium from my house. So they're a successful Division I program, and that was definitely a place that I would have liked to play. When I was younger, I thought about it.
So even as close as you were to, say, like the Jets, Minicamp, you weren't a fan of theirs?
As close as I was, honestly, I never followed football as a fan until I got into college and started playing college football. You know, I obviously started watching a lot more football in general, watched a lot of college games. And then as you pass through the years and, like, you start to recognize players' names who are playing in the National Football League, you start watching the games, and I just sort of became a fan of people that I played with, you know, and the teams they played for and stuff like that.
All right, thanks, Rich.
Yes, thank you. And I hope to be talking to you guys soon.
All right, thanks, Rich.